play the Perry Mason music, though.
All right. Good morning, Commissioner Brad Holton. I'll bring the meeting to order. President is Commissioner Brooks, Commissioner Van Beek. We have a 9:30 agenda item. It's meeting with county attorneys for legal staff update and consider action items. I would make a motion that we amend the agenda to discuss about property tax adjustments from a recent decision from the Tax Commission. And both treasurer and the appraiser assessor is here, and they have conflicts with this morning, and so they've requested to meet first. So I'd make a motion to amend the agenda to include them for the first, there's no action, but the first discussionary point.
I'll second.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimous. Good morning.
Good morning, Chairman Holton and Commissioners.
I assume this is not good news, but bad news.
Stole my thunder. I was going to say we always show up. When both of us show up, it's always great news.
Yeah, right.
Today is good news. It's better than the past news, I guess.
Oh, good.
So the State Tax Commission, as you know, values operating property in the state of Idaho. And in 2024, they had an appeal by Pacific Corp, which in Idaho operates under Rocky Mountain Power. And Rocky Mountain Power ended up getting a 6.57 reduction in their assessed value. And Canyon County's portion of that is on two parcels. One parcel is a value adjustment of $13,538 assessed value dollars. And the other parcel is $8,326 assessed value dollars. So, you know, not a very large adjustment like the ones we've seen in the past. Jennifer has, I believe, has a tax cancellation amount for that also.
Yes, the one parcel we're reducing taxes by $35.68 overall, and the other parcel we're reducing taxes by $21.86. So not a huge hit like we took last time.
Good news this time. Very small adjustment.
Okay.
But I thought you should be aware. We thought you should be aware that there was another adjustment that came from the state of Idaho's operating property.
Okay. All right. Any questions?
I don't have any.
No, Mr. Chairman.
All right. We appreciate you taking the time.
We need to decide if we want to issue a refund or discredit the 2024 second half taxes, which I think a lot of the other. So we did on the last one.
Yeah, let's do what we did on the last one. Just do the credit. That's by far the easiest.
Come back before you.
Yep, that would be perfect. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good morning. All right. All right. So that leads us to the first action item on the agenda. Consider notice of intent to award bid for the 2025 Celebration Park Boater Improvements Project Phase 13. Good morning. I have a technical question. On my paper document I have before me is phase one, and on the agenda it's phase 13. Was that a typo?
Yeah, that's an extra three.
It's an extra three, so we will make note that we're really dealing with phase three and not 13.
It feels like phase 13.
It might feel that way, but we have to go with facts.
There you go.
Okay. Lead it away.
Mr. Chair, Commissioners, we have put this out to bid a couple times now. Of course, it's more than we had hoped, but this time it came in closer. We have worked with Veritas before. We reviewed all the bids. Rick and I have discussions. We think that the best thing to do right now is to award the bid to the lowest bidder, who's a known entity, and we will definitely be having discussions on the finances and that kind of stuff moving forward. But, you know, it's a project that we, at this point, have to get moving on.
Okay. Questions?
Chairman, I do have a question. So when we opened these bids here several days ago, it was about, I think, $700,000 difference in that.
Mm-hmm.
And we were having the discussion on maybe that doesn't relate to this one, the hydrogeologic, does that relate to this one or no?
That one was done so that we could get better plans to go out to bid this time. So what we were discussing was the
geotech.
There, thank you for that. And I guess, Chairman, with that big of a swing, are we comfortable with that? Can I hear more about the evaluation process? Or I feel like I have a third eyeball up here.
Mr. Chair, Commissioner Van Beek, yeah, so Nikki and I thoroughly went through the these bids and kind of did apples to apples. again, we have used Veritas on a couple other projects at the lake, at the parks. Veritas is well known for doing a lot of different just parks around, you know, around the state. And so I think they have a better feel of what is going to be required of them for this scope of work. So I think the other individuals that put in and why the price is so different, again, it was based off the geotech. They weren't for sure what we're going to get into on the piers, the pylons. I think Veritas has a good idea what the ground is out there because they have been working there doing our deck project. So I feel comfortable with moving forward with Veritas just because the relationship we have built with them, and they've done a very, very good job in the past. And I know other entities and divisions around the state, they've done great jobs with them too. And I know one they use a subcontractor that we use for other things that did the camping area down at Celebration, down at that area too for the campground, and they're kind of working together on this. So, but
and like Rick said, they do a lot of state park stuff. Like this crew likes doing the offsite, out of town kind of thing, which I think it's our biggest hurdle is we're too far from McDonald's. It really is. The previous director warned me everything costs twice as much down there, and nobody really wants the bid because it's too far from McDonald's, and I think we're seeing exactly that show through in these bids.
Yeah. And Chairman, can I ask another question?
Sure.
Do we have anything that is a not to exceed or the last thing I want to do is get into cost overruns and change orders?
This is a notice of award, and so we do have a final contract with the board that we pulled. We have for your consideration, and we will include a term like that in there.
Okay, and I appreciate you putting on the record your experience with the company. I know, Rick, you do a lot of work with a lot of contractors. We know who we like. We know who we choose to allow go exercise their gifts somewhere else, and so appreciate the feedback. And this is these grant funds are on extension, and so just for the record, we want to hire the best contractor possible while continuing to keep the project moving forward. Yeah.
Okay. So is there any other comments? All right.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we sign the notice of intent to award the bid for the 2025 Celebration Park Boater Improvements Project as presented.
I will second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right. Well, now we work towards getting a contract signed and getting the project done. So, thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Next action item is opening bids for the George Nurse Gun Range Fence Project. And did we receive any other bids by email or mail? Okay, three emails and one handhold. And would you like to read those?
Mr. Chairman, the first one here is from Peak Fence. It looks like the amount is $75,517.
Okay.
So, Mr. Chair?
Yes.
So that is the park side. There is another one. So if we can add them together, I would like to do a total amount.
Okay.
Okay.
possible.
Yeah, I see that now. There's a second one from Peak Fence for $48,336.
And so, Mr. Chair, I did calculate that one already. So that one came up to $123,853.
Okay. I have to check your math. Mr. Chairman, the second one here is from Anvil Fence Company. The amount of $143,605. Third one here is from Cascade Fence Company in the amount of $144,677.
Okay. And the first one was what company? I'm sorry.
123.
This one was Peak Fence.
There you go. All right. Well, do we want to take them under advisement and have staff and lawyer look at that and then come back with a recommendation on who's the qualified lowest bidder?
We will have that recommendation to you
for Thursday at 9:30. All right, let's put that on the agenda for Thursday at 9:30 during the legal staff upgrade. All right, thank you. Next action item is consider signing resolution waiving certain landfill fees for Canyon County residents for one day. Is that one day certain coming soon?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, coming soon.
All right.
So yeah, resolution of the Canyon County Board of County Commissioners waiving certain landfill fees for Canyon County residents for one day only on Saturday, April 26, 2015. So it's always the fourth Saturday of April.
Okay.
It's kind of a bona fide Canyon County holiday. you know, 1,000 plus cars out there.
Only the landfill director would view this as a holiday. You've been saving up?
Christmas for me.
So we're expecting a good turnout. I've been working with Aaron on getting some press release out and some social media with our increase in fees. Now we're at a $10 minimum, so we might get even more participation this year. Prior years, it was a $5 minimum, so it'll be interesting to see. But so, yeah, that's what's before us is the resolution. It's up to 1 ton of household waste free, 1 refrigerator, 4 tires. I think that's in the bolts of it. And everything else, commercial-wise, it comes in, we'll charge the regular rate. So this is for households only, commercial.
Okay.
And then we do partner and work with the cities within the county. They do some city collections, and they bring that waste in through their subcontractors as well. So the cities do participate as well for the free day. It helps out with our traffic, because if they didn't go to the city collection, they'd come to the landfill, and then it would be even more of a holiday.
Right. No, for our little town, it's a big event.
It is.
Yeah.
But will they have hot dogs? No. Okay. Even if they... Okay.
I have been monitoring the vendor policy, though, because I have gotten approached by several different vendors wanting to set up out there during Saturdays. Some barbecue places, we do.
Nice.
We do get some different material that they might want to know. I'm just not.
Well, whether there's hot dogs or not.
I was going to make a joke about the hot dogs.
I know, yeah.
They're past their expiration date.
Good Greenleaf Meats guy comes out playing.
There you go, yes.
There you go. I'm in favor whether they barbecue anything out there or not. And so this is a great event for Canyon County. We are working in tandem, Director Loper, with code enforcement also on just getting county cleanup to happen. And I think we're effective in that. So thank you for, yeah, talking trash again.
Yeah, this is a great event. It coincides with Earth Week. Every fourth week of April, I think, is Earth Week. So it coincides with that. And we put together a coloring book and a bunch of stuff about the landfill. And, you know, for the kids, we pass out those. Our staff makes the coloring book. And so we kind of promote the Earth Week and the landfill. And what
nice.
Does. And so, yeah, it's a good event.
Yeah, it is a great event. So, Chairman, with that, I move that the board approves and signs the resolution of the Canyon County Board of Commissioners waiving certain landfill fees for Canyon County residents for one day only on Saturday, April 26, 2025, as presented.
I'll second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks to you.
Yes, sir.
Thank your staff for us. It's yep. A great, great thing that we do that. Okay, next action item is to consider signing independent contractor agreements for interpreter services as listed on the agenda item. Hi, Jess.
Good morning, Jess.
Commissioners.
Good morning.
Well, as you all know, I'm not Grace Almeida. Grace, her position as the interpreter coordinator, she also is an interpreter herself, so this morning she is in a Spanish hearing interpreting. So she tagged me in off the bench to sit in. I will just say, I mean, these are pretty standard conversations that we have here on the record, but I will just say, given this opportunity, that Grace does an amazing job in her role, in her dual role as the coordinator and as an interpreter. We're very lucky to have her. She does her due diligence on all these contracts. That's all these folks and their abilities and skills. And our partnership with Legal keeps everything running really smoothly. So I just wanted to take the time to say that.
Yep. And Jess, thanks. You have a great partnership. If she was here, she would say the same thing about our working partnership with you. And in tandem, collectively, the two of you save Canyon County thousands of taxpayer dollars by your diligence in looking for qualified interpreters to assist Canyon County. And Grace is involved in about 75% of the Spanish trials that happen here in Canyon County. And she does it with a lot of pride and a lot of heart for the community that she serves. So thank you for the great partnership and your leadership. You do a great job as well. And I'm in favor. I know these are well vetted and ferreted out. We can't pronounce some of them, but I see Zach Wesley might try.
Thank you, Commissioner Van Beek. And this is just a note for Jess to pass along to Grace. Of those five agreements, all five had prior year's dates on one page. They were a prior version of the form instead of this year's. So that's page 9. We swapped out current page 9s for all those. So if you could just tell the contractors that was done so they can acknowledge that, we'll be good. And we're going to we did check, and that updated form had been sent out to Grace, but we'll get another one here so we've got a current version to use for everybody.
Okay, perfect.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Just for the public, when I was started as commissioner, I saw the amount of money that we spent on interpretation, and it was like, oh my gosh. And then when I looked into it and found out how efficiently it's running, it's like, oh, it could see so much worse. And so hats off to our staff and all of that that makes this run so super efficient. It could be an absolute nightmare. And so I think Canyon County should be very proud of how we organize and run the interpretive services for our public.
Yeah, that's well said.
Yeah, I do have the opportunity when Grace goes on vacation, which isn't super often, but she does tag both me and my court operations manager in to kind of fill her role as the coordinator in those times. and it is vast. It definitely takes the two of us to fill her one job while she is out. So, yeah, I can't say enough good things about
yeah.
what she does here.
Yeah, and I will say, too, that in 2018-19, so when I was a newly elected commissioner, Grace was heavily involved in looking at cost containment on the interpretive side, and there's some history there where she was very tenacious in ensuring that the scheduling and the county taxpayer dollars are managed well. So kudos to her. She took some stripes for that, and we appreciate it.
My only fear in saying that is it'll be a little bit like the public defenders. It runs so efficiently, the state will become jealous and want to come in and run it better. So just make note.
Yeah, well, put your gloves on, Chairman.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
I'd entertain a motion.
Chairman, I move that the board signs the independent contractor agreements for interpretive services for Maya Bridge, for Yoshinobu, Israel Yoshinobu, for Gamiz Kalei, for Tomas Pulaski, and for Frederick Harriman as presented.
A second.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right. Thanks, Jess. All right. The next agenda item would be consider resolution approving a new alcoholic beverage license for Warehouse Nightclub, LLC. Discussion or a motion?
Chairman, I'm sorry. I was pondering these. Would you... I'll just say it. I wasn't listening. Can you say that again?
I can't believe that.
I know.
Okay. The next agenda item is consider resolution approving a new alcoholic beverage license for Warehouse Nightclub, LLC, DBA Warehouse Nightclub.
I have not had the opportunity to review that, Chairman.
Mr. Chairman, I'd be willing to punt this later in the day when we...
Have time to review it.
Yeah, I have a chance to go
okay.
through it.
All right. I would make a motion that we defer this to towards the end of the 11:30 time on our next agenda item to pick this item of business up.
Again. Thank you, Chairman. I second.
All right. Motion has been made and seconded to defer this for about an hour until we have time for review, hour and a half. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously, so it will be deferred. All right. Is there any agenda item or business that legal counsel needs to bring up or discuss, or is there any issues for executive session?
Nothing today, Chairman.
All right. So,
Chairman.
Yes.
I did have one, but I don't know if it's for exec. It's considering, it might not even actually be with this legal. It's in regards to urban renewal and the ambulance district. So I don't know if that's with the ambulance district's legal or.
It could be, depending on the nature of the question.
Well, it's in reference to the new state law that just passed that allows an ambulance district to opt out of being included in an urban renewal area that does not have any debt at this point?
Oh, well, sounds like a good question for the Urban Renewal Council.
Okay. Excellent punt. Okay.
I like it. So dreadfully busy. All right. Anything else for this agenda item then? Being that there's none, I'd make a motion that we adjourn to our next agenda item.
I'll second.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. We are going to be adjourned then until our 10:30 start time. Thanks.
Thank you.